Today's scripture is Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22.
10장 22절 말씀을 보시겠습니다.
Let us draw near with a sincere heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and the members of 10,000 branch churches in the world, and local sanctuary members, and those who are attending this service through satellites and the internet, and GCN TV viewers. Tonight, I'll deliver a message about the second prayer title of the year 2013 that God the Father gave to us. The second prayer title for the year 2013 is Holy Spirit. And the third one and the fourth one, you have to. The fourth one is a very important one. You have to collect them and you have to understand them well in whole. So can you repeat after me? Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. This is what you long for most. Your longing heart for Holy Spirit must be greater than any other years. As you shout out for Holy Spirit, you must be able to see New Jerusalem before your eyes. And you must miss God the Father. The heart of Holy Spirit is the true heart that resembles that of Father God. The man of Holy Spirit is God the Father's finest work that he acquires through human cultivation. The final goal of human cultivation that God the Father had planned, even before the ages, was to get true children. From Adam, Father God wanted to acquire true children who recover the lost image of God. May your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete. Be diligent to be found by Him in peace, spotless and blameless. Be holy yourselves in all your behavior. In many parts of the Bible, there are earnest messages of God the Father who wishes for true children. Both in Old and New Testaments, Father God's wish and our Lord's wish are well recorded. Be holy, be perfect, be sanctified. They are always there. If you truly believe in God, if you truly believe in heaven, but if you forsake this word of God, it's nonsense. You have to put it in your mind and practice and accomplish it. Furthermore, if you are a servant of God, elder or senior deaconess or worker, Levite worker, especially those who lead souls to heaven, you should be spotless. The prayer title that God gave to this church is also Holy Spirit, which is accomplishing the ultimate form of a sincere heart and full assurance of faith. God the Father desires you to quickly adorn yourself as a bride, to become a true holy child, and to greatly accomplish His will and providence for this church in the end time. It will not long before you face the moment of glory in earnest. As a sign for this, the people who would hold the key to New Jerusalem were already born, and the children of spirit keep coming up. Psalm 110 verse 3 says, "Your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power. In holy array, from the womb of the dawn, your youth are to you as the dew." May you possess the sincere heart in full assurance of faith and be worthy to accomplish the providence for the end time. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, as if you felt it physically in your bodies, most of you must have experienced that you came closer to spirit than any other previous years. First off, your attitude to deal with spirit changed. Before, you thought to yourself, can I truly have the heart of spirit? And you were passive. But what about now? You are changed to strengthen your faith and hope by making a confession of, I will surely enter New Jerusalem. I can go into spirit and whole spirit. Many old people in this church, even though they are over 80 years old, there are some who already came into spirit. At the age of 17 or 18, someone came into spirit. A freshman in high school already entered the rock of faith. Now such people are coming up. So when I looked at them, I didn't, you know, check them directly. I asked people around them how they manage their Christian lives. At the age of 17, a fresh man in high school entered the rock of faith. So I asked how she managed. At the age of 4, she stood on this altar and danced on this altar. I think from her age at 4. And she had hope for standing on the altar and giving herself up to Father God. So she didn't look at the world at all. And she always tried to give glory to Father God by dancing. So she didn't look at the world at all. She didn't even turn her eyes to the world. She didn't have any relationship with anyone. So she didn't even know what spirit is. But she already entered the rock of faith. And I heard that she said during the group leaders meeting, she was the youngest. She made up her mind to come into spirit at the youngest age. So she will become 18 next year, and she will come into spirit. Now, at the age of 19 or 18, a boy who was called as a servant already came into spirit at the age of 18 or 19, I'm not sure. The one who evangelized me already came into spirit, even though she is over 80 years old. So even though you are old, it's up to you. Even though she is old, over 80 years old, she already entered. She entered the spirit. And yet, she still says, I'm sorry, to me. I'm sorry not to come into whole spirit yet. Whenever she, you know, sees me, she always says, I'm sorry not being able to enter whole spirit yet. Spirit, which seemed to have nothing to do with you, spirit that seemed far away from you, has become reality before your eyes, as if you could catch it with your hands. And so, just as the 1 John 3 verse 18 says, little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and truth. You are now making a great effort to practice the words of spirit that you've heard and learned. Many people say that they love with their word and tongue, but it should be only in deed and the truth. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, from this point on, I'll tell you two things about how to concretely accomplish Holy Spirit. First, you should be able to say only yes and amen if it is the will of God the Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19 says, "For the Son of God, Christ Jesus, who was preached among you by us, was not yes and no, but is yes in Him." So only yes. On New Year's Day service, an explanation about power will be made. I have only said yes and amen. I am doing my best under training to recover the original voice of God. This is something that you cannot understand if you use your thought. Father God is instructing you to go to some place where you should not go. You know that you have to go east, but Father God tells you to go to west. You know that it's not going to work if you go to west, but Father God tells you to go to west. So you have to obey and go to west. It doesn't happen just once. Hundreds of times. And so, I struggled in mourning and sorrow. This is something that I should not take, but Father God tells me to take it. Then I said only amen and I obeyed. Then, there are many difficulties and hardships there. But Father God told me to go there. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, weeks, and months. Is it over now? But Father God still tells me to go there. Number 77. I think it's over. But on 78th day, Father God tells me again and again. But after those days, I'm so thankful. Since I did that, I acquired true peace and calmness in my heart. Even in any situation, in any given situation, I can keep my calmness in my heart. There is no changes in my heart through that training. So I'm going to explain it in more detail on the New Year's Day service. And you will see why Senior Pastor is explaining like that. As said, even the Lord said only yes to the word of God the Father. So you have to go which seems wrong way. That's what I've been doing. When Father God tells to go, then I go. When Father God tells me to stop, and I stopped. Lie down, and I lie down. Eat, then I ate. Don't eat, then I didn't eat. Only yes and amen. If people use, you know, fleshly thoughts, they can understand in their heart. There are things that you can understand with your brain, but not with your heart. Once you come into spirit, you can understand in your heart as well. Only when you come into spirit, you can understand both with your head and your heart. Unless you don't come into spirit, your thought and your heart does not work together. Your heart should be the thought of spirit. It should be identical. Then it is a state of a sincere heart in full assurance of faith. You have to live your Christian life like that. He completely understood the will of God, and in obedience, he accomplished God's providences. In addition, as you read along the Bible, you can find that the people of faith followed only the orders of God and did it with yes and amen as they established the kingdom of God. What was the situation like when Moses the prophet stretched out his staff toward the Red Sea? It was the moment of nonplus. The Red Sea was blocking in front and Egyptian soldiers were chasing behind. The Red Sea was standing before them and Egyptian soldiers were chasing them from behind. It was a dilemma. Then the Israelites cried out of anger and resentment against Moses and Aaron. Even though Moses and Aaron, you know, made them, you know, escape, they begrudged and they, you know, resented. They changed their heart. They tried to kill Moses and Aaron. The roaring of Egyptian soldiers were getting closer and closer. If you were put into the same situation as this, could you show your faith and obey just as Moses did? If you can understand the situation well, unless you come into spirit and Holy Spirit, it is not easy to obey. Well, you don't even obey what you can obey. Say, I told you to read the Three Kingdoms twice or listen to the Seed of Life sermon 10 times, but you didn't obey. It wasn't a difficult one. You can take time. I mean, if you have the heart of obedience, then you could obey. Because when you obey, you could receive blessing. Then you can receive answer to your prayer. Well, I read, you know, twice, so I can receive blessing. Well, too many days passed. When did I tell you to read that? Well, so many days passed, so many months passed. And you read the Three Kingdoms now? It is not true obedience. Those who truly obeyed, they received answer to prayer, which seemed impossible. Why? Because Father God pleased with their obedience. So they could receive blessing to their prayers and answers to their prayers. Well, many people received answer around me, and I heard their testimonies. Could you respond something like this, saying, isn't this just like stretching out the staff in my hand toward the sea? I can do it. Well, you can say it easily. But what about the situation? The situation Moses was put into were never an easy one. How many chances are there that people cannot obey even to such an easy job when they are actually put into the reality of the situation? As they are caught up in their own knowledge and thought, that is in fleshly thought, they cannot depend on God. They say, I'll obey the word of God and I will obey the word of the shepherd. But chances are that when set in reality, they cannot obey the simplest of words from the altar. If you have true obedient heart, then you will receive blessing when you obey. But you don't have such a heart. A couple of days ago, a family came into my office, and when I prayed, the wife was healed of depression. And the husband, she used to give, you know, 500,000 as a tithe, but now he is giving 1,000,001 as tithe. Because he has a heart of obedience and he has prepared his vessel to receive blessing. So after receiving my prayer, he got an answer right away. You can do that as he did it, right? But I gave you assignments many times. Well, you don't obey. I gave you assignments many times, which were not difficult, but you didn't do it. For example, for more than 10 years, I've told you to read at least one chapter of the Bible and memorize one Bible verse a day. In addition, I've told you that in every worship service, you should memorize and make bread from the Bible verses that are necessary for your believing life. If you check yourself even with these two standards, whether you obeyed, you can check yourself even with these simple things. Especially if you are servants of God and elders and workers, you have to obey. This is something you must do. But did you obey for the last 10 years? Well, if you did, you would give a sermon anytime. Those who obeyed like that, they are well armed with the word of God. Wherever they are, they can deliver a message. They are ready. They can deliver a message on GCN TV. Well, I need a time to prepare. Well, give me a month. Well, they will obey right away. They can even deliver 3 messages a week. If you have diligently obeyed, then it has been your strength. But if you are way too behind, means you didn't obey. By the way, there is a common theme that is shared by those who enter the Spirit in a short period of time. That being, they immediately showed only obedience to the word of God. They said, Amen, and did it. When God said, cast it off, they quickly made up their mind and cast it off. When God said, keep it, they kept, did the will of God without compromise. And they made a confession in one voice. All I did was just obey the word of the shepherd. Of course, all of you wish to obey. Why is it that you cannot do it well? Romans 8 verse 7 says, because the mindset on the flesh is hostile toward God. The mind set on the flesh is hostile toward God. That's why I ask you to get rid of fleshly thought and flesh. Those in the fleshly thoughts become hostile toward God. So you shouldn't have that fleshly thoughts. For it does not subject itself to the law of God. For it is not even able to do so. It does not subject itself to the law of God. It cannot even do it. When I looked around, they cannot do it even to the easiest one. They don't do it. The fleshly thought is interfering and in keeping you from obeying the word of God. Joshua commanded the Israelites, step into the Jordan River and it will stop flowing. And walk around the city of Jericho and it will collapse. What would have happened if they had not believed and had not followed his word? Of course, they couldn't even cross the Jordan River before they walk around the city of Jericho. Just like the first generation of the Exodus, they couldn't have entered the land of Canaan, but wandered in the wilderness and died miserably there. They couldn't even enter the land of Canaan, the promised land. they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, but it all went into vain. As I said, the fleshly thought becomes a great obstacle as you go into spirit. It also becomes a great stumbling block from accomplishing the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Therefore, it should never happen to you, especially to workers. You should never doubt the word of God or not be able to say amen as a result of fleshly thought. So, you must demolish the fleshly thought. Only then, without the fleshly thought, will you be able to focus only on God the Father and obey Him whenever the words from God are spoken. It is not yourself that is in the center of your everyday life, but it is only the Word of God the Father. When you walk, when you eat, when you sleep, no matter what you do, only the Word of God should be in the center of your everyday life. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, to obey the Word of God the Father is also the evidence that you believe in God the Father. Likewise, to obey the word of the shepherd is the evidence that you love, believe, and trust the shepherd. Eventually, this trust and love will become the great backup for your accomplishing spirit and whole spirit. Following and practicing the word because of your trust, you will eventually accomplish perfect obedience. Since I completely trust the Word of God, no matter what situation it is, I completely trust His Word. It doesn't change. Even if I die right away on this spot, even though Father God does not protect me, I completely trust Him, and there is no change on that. Since Father God knows this, that's why Father God trains me. Even though it is so difficult. Without that training, I cannot recover the original voice of God. Father God knows how hard it is. But in this end time, we have to achieve the providence of God. And I have to recover the lost image, the original voice of God to do that. Father God mourns until I recover. When you have this trust and love in your heart, God will lead you into the sincere heart in full assurance of faith, as written in Hebrews chapter 10. Dear brothers and sisters, there is one thing that you should spiritually understand before entering the Canaan sanctuary. That is, only those who possess this true faith can surely see the assurance of things hoped for, and the conviction of things not seen. Although the whole thing is not revealed before your eyes, the huge and amazing things that God the Father has planned are certainly waiting for you and for me. Until you face them directly, you may have to show your faith to God the Father that goes beyond the limit of this world, as if you were stepping into the Jordan River. Well, you may not understand what I'm saying, so let me explain. Now, crossing the Red Sea, do you think it's easy to just obey? Just stretch out the staff and divide it? Well, if you don't completely trust in God, you cannot obey. Why? Now, the Red Sea is before you, and you have to divide it. This is something you don't even, you have never heard. You have to divide it. Now, what if you stretch out, and what if it doesn't divide? Then, would the people do nothing to you? They will kill you for sure. They will kill you for sure. They have waited. They're waiting for you. And There are even people who are grudging against you. But if you cannot divide it, the people will kill you. They will stone you to death. Moses was in that situation. So, if you don't completely trust in Father God, then you were so afraid. You couldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. But Moses completely believed in God 100%. He never divided the Red Sea. He never heard. He's never seen it before. But since he 100% believed in Father God, he did it. Well, you may say, well, I can do it if Father God commands me. Well, you can't. Maybe the people of Holy Spirit can do it. Even men of spirit, it may be difficult. Stepping into the Jordan River is the same. Now, the Jordan River is full before your eyes. It is waving and flowing. And it was wider before. Now, Father God tells you to step into it. Then it will stop and divide. The people are waiting behind you. But what if the Jordan River doesn't divide? You will die. You will be swept over by it. I've experienced it myself when I was an elementary school student. Some way I was, spanked by mother, rebuked by my mother, and I got out of my house. And there was no place to go. And in my town, at the right neighboring town, my sister lived. But if I went there, my mother would look for me there. So, it was a brook, not even a river. If I cross it, it was an aunt. And there was the only place that I could go. But it was rainy season, so there was too much water in that brook. And there was a bridge, but the brook was over the bridge. So I had to cross that brook to sleep over in my aunt's house. And then when I got there, the flow was too rapid and I couldn't even cross it. But so I couldn't go back to my house. So I found the shallow place and tried to cross it. I put the shoes over my head and I tried to cross it. It was very dangerous. I would be float. I could even dive. I could sink there. But I took the risk because I couldn't go back home. So I had to go to my aunt's house and get some sleep. So I barely crossed it. I crossed it. It was very dangerous. But I managed it. I went to aunt's house. She asked me, how you crossed it? So I ate and I slept. Next day, the water went down so I could go to school. And I was studying there. And my mother was so worried about me. And, she came to my school. And I could see my mother. She checked whether I was in my class. She found me in the class and she went home. Since I had a very strong pride, I couldn't go back because I got out of my house by myself. So I don't usually go out. I didn't run away. You know, my sister asked me to run away when I was rebuked, but I couldn't do it because, you know, when I ran away, I couldn't go back to my house because of my pride. Why strong pride? Because I thought it was unfair. I didn't do anything wrong. But you know, she rebuked me because of my sister. Now, when I had the argument with my sister, I was the one rebuked. It was unfair. But she didn't know it was unfair, but she just rebuked me instead of my sister. She asked me to, she told me to say, you know, I did wrong, but I didn't say anything because there was nothing wrong with what I did. So it was a little brook. I would say the width of the brook was about 10 meters wide, I guess. But even though, you know, when I crossed that the brook, it was so dangerous. But we are talking about the Jordan River, which is much wider than the brook in my town. Now, what if you stepped into the Jordan River and it doesn't stop? Then you will just flow by it. It is the same with the city of Jericho. Walking around the city with all the people, it's not an easy job. The people of Jericho is so strong and they are ready for the battle. They knew Israelites were coming. And the camps were there inside the city. And the Israelites were not trained as soldiers. They just obeyed the word of God. But not just the day. They had to walk around the city for a week. Once for a day. Once a day. They have no idea when they would be attacked by the people from the city of Jericho. By the well-trained army of Jericho. But Father God told them to walk around, so they walked around for 6 days and 7 days. On the seventh day, they are supposed to walk around the city for seven times, right? So from early in the morning, they walk around the city. When I went there, you know, I thought it would be possible to walk around the city for seven times if you start early in the morning. Now, you are tired. On the seventh day, you have to wake up early in the morning to walk around it seven times. You may be attacked by them. But the Israelites believed in God and in Joshua, and they followed the order. They just obeyed. The priests, high priests, soldiers, they all obeyed. So the people of Jericho could not come out. They were just trembling in fear inside the city. And when Father God said, shout, and Israelites shouted, the city of Jericho collapsed. It was impossible with human thought, but they believed and obeyed. Then such work took place. Such a strong fortress of Jericho collapsed. Until you face them directly, you may have to show your faith to God the Father that goes beyond the limit of this world as if you were stepping into the Jordan River. Each of you will be given the tests of faith until you come into Spirit and Holy Spirit. I hope that you will not sway to the right or to the left, but stand more firmly on the faith and march on as you dwell in the Word through trust and love. I hope that all of you will believe in your heart, the heart of God, the power of God, and have only the spiritual thought to become the spiritual warriors of the sincere heart in full assurance of faith. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to accomplish whole spirit, secondly, you must completely achieve the heart of the Lord, who is in himself goodness, love, and truth. Our Lord said in Matthew 5, verse 48, "Therefore you are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." It is the command. Be perfect. Be holy. It is good to be holy. Father God doesn't say so. Try to be perfect. It is not what Father God says. Be perfect. This is the command of God, and this is what you should be. But if you don't value it, you have to be perfect. It is nonsense to go to a way which is imperfect. That's why you have wasted your time, and you regret it now. You did what Father God tells you not to do it. You didn't cast what Father God tells you to cast off. You didn't keep what Father God tells you to keep. And you wasted your time, 20, 30, 10 years. You wasted such valuable time, and you regret it now. Some young people obeyed and came into spirit already. And they are already acknowledged by God. As said, you should fully fill your heart with goodness, love, and truth to bear the fruit of whole spirit. Once you cast off every form of evil and become a man of spirit, the most important thing in achieving whole spirit is how much have goodness, love, and truth filled your heart. After casting off every form of evil, you have to fill your heart with goodness, love, and truth. And how much you did it. This is the standard, the most important standard. To fill your heart with the truth, you have to read the Word of God and memorize it. And you have to, you know, you have to organize every sermon. That is to fill your heart with the truth. And when you're told to deliver a message, you should be able to do it right away. Even if you're told to deliver three or two messages, you should be able to do it. Yes, yes, I'll do it. Without any complaint. You can do like this. Well, give me a month. Please wait. There are some people who say that. Even though they've been with me for 30 years. Even from when they were young. But they cannot even say yes and amen. They cannot say yes because they are not ready vessel. For example, even if you cast off all the attributes of untruth called hatred, as long as you don't completely fill your heart with the attribute of truth, that is love, you cannot touch others' hearts. You don't have hatred, but that's not it. You have to fill your heart with love, which is the attribute of truth, completely. Then you can touch the heart of people. As you see the Lord Jesus, he is full of perfect goodness, love, and truth. Matthew 12, verse 19 and 20 says, "He will not quarrel, nor cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A battered reed he will not break off, and a smoldering wick he will not put out, until he leads justice to victory." Among all the people around him, Jesus showed Jesus sowed in peace and reaped the fruit of righteousness. He believed and endured others until the end, and he understood and embraced them even when they had faults. He didn't condemn or judge sinners merely with the word of truth. As he proclaimed that this is truth and this is sin, he helped people realize it always with love. Since he did it like this, whoever met Jesus, who solved the matter of sin, the sorrow, suffering, and pain of life, as well as have hope for heaven. The brothers and sisters in Christ, in the future, countless souls will come to us to fill the Canaan sanctuary and the grand sanctuary. From all over the world, nations and peoples will gather. From all peoples of the earth, souls will come to this church. Every week, many scores of people, then tens and tens of tens of more new people will register in this church. When I started this church, I was a seminary college student. I didn't have a pastor. I didn't have a leader. But in every week, 10, 20, 15 new members registered to this church. Every week after I started this church, every one of them was sent by God. I didn't evangelize. By that time, it was more difficult to do a believing life because idol worshiping was never tolerated. You know, they had to bow down before their, you know, ancestors in the pictures. And, you know, they were even threatened by their parents in 1980s. Yet still, I didn't lose any of them. I harbored them in my heart. I remember those days. By then, it will be frequent for you to accomplish the kingdom of God together with them in your groups, missions, and parishes. If you do the work of God the Father with the heart of the Lord, what a beautiful and amazing church will you be able to make? As written in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, love is patient. Love is kind and is not jealous. Love does not brag, is not arrogant. Love does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered. This is how I live. When I was a new believer, as I explained before, I was hit by a car. And I fell upon the ground and I lost my mind. But I didn't accuse him. There were many taxi drivers in my town, my neighbor. And all my neighbors, you know, told me to accuse him. But he gave me just, you know, 30,000 won, $30. And the driver said, you know, my wife is suffering from, you know, lung cancer. She was the driver of the civil worker of the city of Seoul. And I am not a wealthy man. So I said, don't worry. I don't have any after effects, so don't worry about it. But he put $30 into my pocket. So when you know, my neighbors heard it, they got so angry. I wouldn't leave him alone, you know. I would accuse him. The after effect will surely come to you. Now, how could you just receive the $30 and just you know, save and then forgive him? And I said, don't ever do it. I'm so healthy and I am protected. So even you know, my neighbors you know, told me to accuse him, but I stopped them. Now, I was in debt and I was in financial difficulty. I was living you know, hand to mouth. But nowadays, even though people heard the truth, they did everything for their own benefit. And love does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Since all of these are fully achieved by the people of Holy Spirit, they act with this love overflowingly. Say, when they love, they don't just stop at not being jealous, but they are naturally followed by humbleness and service. As you reach the level of spirit, you can be at peace with all men and accomplish the work of God the Father together with them. But let's say you ignore and suppress others, saying, I've done this job for more years than he's done it. Or as you see a soul who suffers from not casting off sin, you stay afar from him and say, why can't he live by the word? If you do things like this, you will stagnate, not having anything to do with the Beatitudes, Love Chapter, Nine Fruits of the Holy Spirit, and Messages of Goodness. Even though you believe, even though you lived as a Christian, if you don't cast off untruth, you just stay there. So you are far from the rock of faith. You cannot even enter it with that kind of heart. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the providence for the end time that God gave to this church cannot be accomplished by an individual or by just a few people of Holy Spirit. All of you should help me and take care of the souls who will rush into this church and guide them to heaven. You have your own role of planting faith, hope, and love in the souls around you. In order to fully take this duty, you must completely resemble the heart of the Lord. In the coming year 2013, you will again be given a duty. The servants of the Lord will concentrate on saving souls. The Levite workers will focus on church-related works, such as voluntary jobs, helping the needy, and visiting members. So the church organization is rearranged, the Levite workers in the secretary office, for instance. If you are a layman member, you will come to various worship services and meetings, as well as evangelizing. I hope that you will not miss any of your given duties, even the trivial ones, and achieve the heart of spirit step by step as you do goodness, love, and truth. As your heart of spirit is filled 100%, you can accomplish the works of God the Father together. I urge you to come to achieve the heart of spirit and whole spirit and to come out as a spiritual warrior so that you can wonderfully manage a given duty jobs for the year 2013. Let me conclude this message. Those who enjoy climbing high mountains climb to the top of a mountain with all their strength. Because the pleasure and the sense of accomplishment of standing on its peak give them indescribable satisfaction. To accomplish Holy Spirit is very similar to these climbing mountains. Before, New Jerusalem looked like the summit of a high mountain. Many of you tried to challenge it, but there were many who wouldn't even conceive the idea of climbing it because it seemed too tough just looking up at it. They stopped in the hills at the mountain's base and collapsed. But now, all of you are looking up at the top, New Jerusalem, and you are running toward it all the more strongly and quickly to see the face of the Lord. Overcoming your limitations, you are climbing to the top of the mountain with all your strength and effort. If you stand on a mountaintop, you can have a magnificent view that you couldn't have imagined down at the bottom. You can see all things such as forests, cities, seas, and rivers. By that time, you will see how high the mountain you climb is and how deep are its forests. Likewise, if you don't stop your march of faith, but accomplish all spirit and stand on its top, you can understand the depths and height of God the Father's love all the better. Of course, you can get an unparalleled view in the middle of your climbing. As you come closer to Holy Spirit step by step, you will feel and understand God the Father's heart that you didn't know before. Not to mention His love, His deep love you can feel and understand. You can feel how much Father God loves you. You can feel it and understand it. Even under this in a severe training, I feel His delicate love. In any situation, in any different ways, Father God explains. Father God tells me to go to west, and I have to go to west. Even in a situation, I have to go to east. Then there is no answer, and there are some things happen. Yet still, Father God gives me an expression of love. Just as I said, when I prayed, some people were healed, transcending space and time. Then I experienced Father God is still with me, reviving the dead. There are some cases like that. And the sons of Nisi Orchestra, he was supposed to get a surgery. So I got a text message because of that. A member of Nisi Orchestra. And I prayed. And I got a good message. He got surgery, and he has no problem now. What a good news it is. So whenever it's possible, Father God shows the evidence that Father God is with me all the time. Father God does not turn His face away from me when I am under training. Whenever it's possible, Father God shows me the evidence that Father God is with me. So that I can overcome that tough training by faith. Whenever Father God does that, whenever it happens, your heart will be filled with ecstasy. But the ecstasy that you can feel after you accomplish Holy Spirit is in a completely different level. If you step into the level of Holy Spirit, you can feel in your heart even the depths of Father God. You have to be able to do this, not just in the sensing it. You have to feel in your heart even the depth of Father God. While I am under this training, I could feel how much Father God was sad when Lucifer betrayed him. So why the Genesis 1 verse 2 was recorded in the Bible? And Father God said, let there be light, and there was light. I could understand his depth because I was under that situation before. Father God is full of love. Why does he work through me? I didn't disobey. I only obeyed 100%. But why Father God is working like this through me? Father God loves mommy members so much. Since He loves them, that's why Father God works on these people, so that mommy members can become amazing spiritual warriors and go out to the world and do the ministry, and to accomplish Father God's providence for the world through me and through this church. And many people will come into New Jerusalem. Those who believe and obey will come to New Jerusalem. I will even drag you to New Jerusalem, that I said. Even by dragging you, and when you say amen and obey, then you will come into New Jerusalem. If you betray, I mean, even unless you betray, you will come into New Jerusalem. And you will learn and understand the knowledge of spirit that surpasses the thought of man. There is no end in the spiritual realm. But you have to keep studying and take training. Then I can, it seems that, you know, I can see the top of its mountain. Well, I thought it is the top, but there was another top, even higher top. I thought it was the end of the training, but there was another training waiting for me. So I cannot say it, this will be the end of the training. But anyway, I am overcoming it by your help, by your prayers, by your managing God-given duties, and by riding on the spiritual flow, I can do this training well. So we help each other. And as I receive this power and blessing, it will go back to you. You will face amazing things that can help you deeply experience the vast realm of spirit. Many things will happen before your eyes. You know, your cell phone will ring a mom in praise, even though it is not in your cell. Such things happen. You didn't put my picture in your cell, but it is there. Seed of Life sermons are played from your cell. These phenomena, you experience many times, right? You will face amazing things that can help you deeply experience the vast realm of spirit. So all the level of congregation, faith, rapidly comes into spirit and Holy Spirit. And the people of the Holy Spirit are filling up the 100% of the level of Holy Spirit. They are so fast. It took 10 or 20 or 40 years for the prophets in the Bible. And only a few filled 100% of the level of Holy Spirit. But those of the Holy Spirit already in the filling up the level. So I am in a hurry too, because I have to advance before them. You know, as a creature, the filling up the entire level of Holy Spirit is the end. But I have to prepare in advance so that the next level. That's why I asked the Pastor Shin to prepare all those things, and all the spiritual training to be printed and published as a book, so that, you know, people of Holy Spirit can understand the next level. The blessing that you will receive on the earth will overflow. The reward and glory in heaven will superbly shine, and you will be filled with the ultimate happiness and joy. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, God the Father is looking forward to the day you enter New Jerusalem. I urge you to hold on to the grace and chance that God may pour upon you again in 2013. Philippians 2 verse 15 says, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you appear as lights in the world. Your children should be revealed like this, in a crooked and perverse generation. You should not be mixed with them. The children of God should outstand among them and appear as lights. So what kind of life should you manage? Do you have to compromise with them? Do you have to follow them? No. God the Father said, the average level of faith of our members would reach spirit when it is time to have the opening service of the Canaan sanctuary. This word will be accomplished through you. Close to spirit. It means most of our members entered the rock of faith and close to spirit. What a promising word it is. How much His word makes our hearts pound and flutter. It is you who are leading subjects of this word. Starting from today, I hope that you will obey and say only yes and amen to the word of God as you accomplish the heart of the Lord completely. May you quickly come into Holy Spirit and actively manifest countless works and power of God the Father as much as you please. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father God. Thank you for your grace and love. Let this message we heard today become faith and life in us. Let us come to Holy Spirit that we long for. It is not difficult. We can make it easy. Father, please, let us come into Holy Spirit easily. Let us come into Holy Spirit quickly. And let them come into spirit and the rock of faith. Father God, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. Please lay your hands on them. From head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nervous system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit so that they can become healthy both in spirit and body. May the light come. Nadia from Germany to be healed of mental disease and nerves breakdown. May the light come. Lim Ke Hisun from Malaysia. Let it be healed of pancreatic cancer and last stage of stomach cancer. Bless Alina of Russia to be healed of mental disease. May the light come. Knushin from Moldova to be healed of spine pain. May the light come. All the pain go away. Pablo from the United Kingdom to be led prosperously for job, house, school, for children after moving to the United Kingdom. Natalia from Uzbekistan to get F4 visa from Korea. Well, please bless her. Bless Wang Jinsheng to be blessed with the blessing of conception and to get a business license well and to finish the construction well. Bless Xue Deran to be healed of long-term serious cough, be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. But please, from head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, let them be healthy both in spirit and body. Let them see well, let them hear well. And in kidney and every intestines and organs and all the last stage of cancer, go away. Lung cancer, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Father, please work for them. Please work for them. All skin diseases go away. May the light come. High blood pressure, diabetes go away. Be cleansed. Father, please let them be spirit and both in spirit and body and be full of the Holy Spirit in the second half of this service. TV and Russia viewers and In Victory readers, they made a prayer request. Please lay your hands on them and give answer to their prayers and answer them. May the light come. Please give answer to them. Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.